Hey everyone, it is Stephanie Postles, the host of Up Next in Commerce. Before we get into our latest interview with another e-commerce leader, I wanted to let you know that the Up Next in Commerce podcast is now available for sponsorship for the first time ever. By partnering with us, your company will be connected to interviews with the most compelling founders, CEOs, VPs, and digital leaders in the world of commerce today. You have nothing to gain but thousands of followers and millions of impressions each and every month. Reach out to me at stephanie@mission.org to see how your business can benefit from partnering with our team at Up Next in Commerce. Welcome to Up Next in Commerce, the show that takes you to the front lines of what's happening in digital, retail, and beyond, with conversations from fast-growing startups to the Fortune 500 and everything in between. You'll get a glimpse into what's next. I'm your host, Stephanie Postles, the co-founder and CEO of mission.org. And I'll be your guide through all the trends, innovations, and hot topics in the world of commerce. What are business leaders thinking about when they aren't winning a business? Family, travel, the latest TV show? Yes, yes, and maybe. But how about quirky business opportunities or little discussed financial trends? Or maybe even plant medicine benefits, and alternative wellness. Mission Daily is back, baby, and our flagship podcast is better than ever. Mission Daily is the podcast for the business builder, the thoughtful marketer, the team manager, the blue-collar worker looking for new ways to think about life, finances, and health. This is for the people who want to break the status quo and laugh a little or a lot along the way. Join me, Stephanie Postles, and my co-host, Albert Chow, as we address the subjects, thoughts, and trends that business leaders think about but don't often talk about. Tune into Mission Daily wherever you listen to your podcasts. See you there. Hey there, and welcome back. Today, I'm talking to Lena Carrez, the co-founder and chief innovation officer at Carrez. She's been leading Carrez for 25 years and has helped discover and introduce powerful ingredients to the skincare and beauty world. Lena, welcome to the show.
Hi, Stephanie. Very nice to be here.
Yeah, I'm very excited to talk all things skincare today. But first, I would love to hear a bit about where you grew up and your background, actually, because I want our audience to know about you before we get into all the amazing work that you're doing.
Okay, sounds nice. So I was born and raised in Greece, and I grew up there. I had a phenomenal childhood, you know, in this beautiful country of ours. Endless Greek summers, you know, and all of that. I, you know, growing up, like most of us, you know, I didn't know what exactly I wanted to do, but I was a very practical person and I loved science, I loved math. So, you know, I thought, you know, okay, I want something that is applied science. I want to be able to do things. I want to apply what I learned to maybe, I don't know, make something. So I decided to go to engineering and specifically chemical engineering. And I graduated from the University of Athens. I absolutely loved my school. I'm saying now that all my mind, all my thinking is that of an engineer. So I like, you know, I'm a linear thinker. I like to think, you know, to have structure. But also, you with that background, I feel that I can be creative in so many areas and, you know, make things and like beauty products. So science and math and structure is a lot, you know, that I love. At the same time, I am crazy about our country. I'm crazy about Greece. I enjoy outdoors. I enjoy, you know, being out there, swim all year around, summer, winter, all the time. And that's what I do and who I am.
I love that. So what did the first steps for you look like getting into, you know, skincare, beauty industry?
It happened kind of accidentally, I have to say. Many chemical engineers work in the oil industry, which is not very exciting. Yep. But I was very lucky because I came across the original Carrez homeopathic pharmacy in Athens. So Carrez was born out of the oldest herbal homeopathic pharmacy in Greece. And when I walked into that place, you know, I felt the energy there and the vision and, you know, the natural products and the science that was going into that. And the relationship with the consumers and all of that, you know, everything there was what I would love to do. And it was representative for me. So I started, you know, before the company was born, I started working in our pharmacy. And from there, you know, we met with George, we came closer. And after some months, you know, we founded the company. And that's how we went, you know, into skincare. Before going into skincare, everything we were doing were natural remedies. So we're more than 3,000 herbal remedies in that pharmacy. And that is where our knowledge comes from and our deep, you know, love and respect for the herbs and the natural ingredients.
Yeah. I mean, it's sad that that's such a foreign concept when thinking about that in the U.S., like an herbal pharmacy. And like, do we even have those around here? I don't know. Probably like very few. So, I mean, for people who don't really know how to even think about that, like, tell me what that experience is like having an herbalist pharmacy.
It is really an amazing experience. And you see the people there that are really, so it's a place where you go to get everything natural. So you want your remedies, you want your skincare, you want your phytotherapy, you want, you know, you want to keep healthy without, you know, having to take antibiotics, all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. You go to a natural pharmacy and you have amazing herbal preparations. Like I said earlier, more than 3,000 herbal remedies, but you can get also your teas, your natural tea mixtures for everything, like boost of immune system or sleeping better or anything. You can have your different oils. You can have your different natural tinctures, which is alcoholic mixtures of the herbs. So everything from the herbal world, and actually starting to, you know, to be part of that, you know, environment, I realized that prevention is very important. You can make your immune system stronger and stronger so that you don't need to depend on medicine so much. Because if something happens to you, definitely you will need your traditional medicine. But you can make yourself stronger. And that lifestyle, that's what it is about. Making our immune system stronger in the long term. Because, you know, we are there for, if you're treating yourself to good ingredients for 10, 20, 30 years, as opposed to not getting that, you know, help for your body, it makes a difference.
Yeah. And I mean, I think too, I heard you speak about the location too, you know, in Greece, the amount of ingredients and plants that are there, like you really can't find it anywhere else. I would love for you to speak about that, because that was also something that I was like, whoa, I had no idea how many unique plants and herbs are just grown there in like special ways.
Yeah, you're so right. That is another reason why, you know, us being in Greece, we felt also a responsibility to kind of use those phenomenal ingredients and bring them out to the world. So Greece happens to be one of the top hotspots of biodiversity on the planet, which means that we have this amazing variety and this and very powerful ingredients growing there. To give you some numbers that are very exciting and speak, you know, for themselves, Europe as a total, our big markets like Germany, our biggest economy in Europe, they have 12 endemic plants. Endemic means unique. They grow only in that place. The UK, being an island, they have 20 endemic plants. In Greece, on the island of Crete alone, we have 500 endemic plants. All over Greece, we have more than 1,500 endemic species, not total species. Total species, we have several thousands. So it is really such a rich place. And through us growing up in Greece and, you know, and with our traditions and the traditional remedies, we know about those ingredients. So we have knowledge passing down from generation to generation of, you know, how to use our herbal ingredients, because we have been growing, you know, are surrounded by those ingredients. So it is very true. And it's not only many, but some of the most powerful ingredients live there. And that has to do with a phenomenal variety in our landscape. We have mountains, very high mountains. We have valleys. We have the islands. We have everything. People think that Greece is a summer. Not at all. In the winter, we have so much snow on the mountains, even in the city of Athens. And sometimes when you go from the south to the north suburbs of the city, there's a very different microclimate. So the variety of the landscape and the climate is phenomenal. And that's why you have this wealth of ingredients growing in our homeland.
Man, now I just want to visit. I'm like, I need to get there. I need to see these pharmacies. I need to just see all the things there that I've been missing out on. So when you were building Quarez, tell me about, what was your vision? Other than, of course, like you were in this amazing pharmacy, you were able to see how people would come in there and probably get skincare treatments and all this. I'm sure you saw a vision there, but what did the early days of Quarez look like?
Well, it was, and I think that was the magic of the journey, that we had a very clear vision. We saw a gap in the market that was very real for us. And that was the natural products at that time, the natural products that you could find back in the day, you know, 25 years ago, were all very similar looking, kind of boring, brown, you know, brown packaging, smelling not so good. You know, nobody was talking about efficacy. It was a very simplistic approach. And me personally, I thought that from day one. As a consumer, I'm very demanding and I'm a scientist. I'm a chemical engineer. I care about science. It's not like you make something in your kitchen and then you have a natural product. That's not what it is. I would love to have a natural product that overperforms, that is better than anything out there. But at the same time, like we were saying with the natural remedies, because I'm going to be using beauty products for so many years in my life, I want to make sure I use good ingredients. I don't want to, you know, to load myself, my body with chemicals. But I want to use natural ingredients, but at the same time, have high efficacy, have amazing performance, have a product that makes me, that smells amazing, looks amazing, makes me happy every day, you know, all of that. And that was a real need at that point. If you were that type of consumer, if you were, I don't know, an older generation and you only cared about the natural aspect, okay, there were products out there. But if you were a younger generation that was traveling and you wanted the best products at the same time natural, there was nothing out there. So we started thinking, okay, this is what we want to do. We are young, we are scientists, we travel, we have this aesthetics, we know what's going on around the world. So we want to put that knowledge and the love and the respect and the deep understanding of the herbal ingredients in one product. And that was the dream. And that's how we started. And it helps when you have a dream and you have a very clear vision of what you want to do, because that's how you can have other people join you also, because you cannot do it on your own. You need people and people will, you know, work with you, will join forces with you when, you know, it's very clear what you want to do, what you're trying to do.
Yep. So what was some of your first products, or maybe what are some of your top ones today? And were they one of the early day, you know, products you made?
Well, products that you see today in our portfolio, they go back to the very early days, and I'm very happy. Of course, they're not the same formulas. It doesn't mean that you stay the same. And that is true for every beauty product out there, because there are legendary products in the market that have been there for decades. For example, Estee Lauder, Advanced Night Repair.
Yeah,
exactly. That is an iconic product. I love iconic products. I have huge respect for products that, you know, have made it through the years. And people are, you know, really, you know, grow with them and they go from generation to generation. It doesn't mean the products are the same, because, of course, technologies change, you know, ingredients change. You have so many. What we can formulate now is, I don't know, 100 times better compared to what we were able to formulate in the beginning back then.
You can learn a lot quicker. So much technology now. Yeah.
Of course, there is so many new things happening. So the formula is not the same, but you upgrade to deliver that core benefit to the consumer. And the consumers then, you know, as they grow with the product, they find it more and more beneficial. The same happened with some of our formulas. We're not like our Wild Rose, our Day Moisturizer is a 26-year-old product. That was the very first product that we formulated in the pharmacy, because the Wild Rose oil itself was our most popular go-to skin remedy. Wild Rose is very rich in vitamin C, as we all know, but it's also rich in essential fatty acids like the vitamin, the linoleic and the linolenic acid. It's a very powerful and transformative ingredient for the skin. And we had this Wild Rose oil as a raw ingredient. We had it in a small glass bottle with a rollerball, and people were coming for this, and we were using it locally on the skin on any kind of pigmentation, discoloration, acne mark or scars on the skin. It would help, you know, really heal and fade away any skin marks. So we used that very same ingredient to create our first, you know, moisturizer, like beauty formulation. And that is still one of our best sellers. The one that I'm most attached with is definitely yogurt.
Okay.
Because yogurt has been such a challenging formulation and so innovative. Like when you ask me like how it is growing up in Greece, well, I do remember those amazing endless summers where as we were so happy as kids. We were running around, we were going to the beach every day, and we would rarely, you know, sit down for our mother to put sun care on her skin. She would have to catch us to do that, and that was very difficult. So when we had a sunburn, then what our grandmothers or mothers would do, they would take yogurt from the refrigerator and they would splash it on our skin. And that was the best remedy to really soothe the skin and take away the sunburn. So, you know, when we were like around year 2000, the brand was about, 4 years old, I was thinking, okay, why doesn't anybody out there in the beauty world has a sun care product, an after sun with yogurt? And I thought, that's an amazing idea. I know this works. We just have to formulate this. So we go into the laboratory, and for 3 years, it was a disaster, a formulation disaster.
Yeah.
Because yogurt is a live ingredient.
Yep.
It has more than 4,000 living bacteria, and formulating with that was like impossible. So that was the first big challenge that we had as a formulation team, as a product development team. We had to really forget everything we knew. We had to kind of, think from scratch about formulating with yogurt. We used the edible yogurt as the central base for the formula, and we started mixing one by one ingredients that could sit well with yogurt. So very different approach, and at the end of the day, it paid off, because I really think our yogurt formulas really deliver the phenomenal benefits of that ingredient. And there is no other brand globally that has been able to formulate with real yogurt.
Wow.
So that was a huge innovation, and it still is. And I'm very proud about these formulas, because they are unparalleled. They are the benefits for the skin.
Yeah. Tell me more about the benefits for putting yogurt on your skin. I mean, the skincare piece, like after sun piece, I hear that also just amazing. That was like passed down, thinking about like, what did my grandmother do? And what does everyone do around here? Like, that's such a cool story of just like lessons that are passed on, and then you're able to use them today. But what other products are they in, and maybe why are they beneficial having yogurt on your skin?
Well, yogurt, Greek yogurt, everybody knows about Greek yogurt. I know here in the US, people know Greek yogurt is, very nutritious. But why? Greek yogurt is produced in a different way. When we produce it in Greece in the traditional way, and it's a product of fermentation, as we all know, but the last part of the production of Greek yogurt is called straining. And straining is a process where we actually remove the excess liquids and we condense the yogurt. And when we remove the liquids, sugars are removed, some lipids are removed, but protein stays untouched and actually becomes more condensed in the final product. So Greek yogurt is very rich in protein and also low in sugars. So to eat it, it's amazing, because it doesn't taste sweet at all. The real yogurt is sour in taste because you have removed the sugars, but it is very rich in protein. And for the skin, that is a magical formula, because our skin and our hair and our body consists of protein. We are made of protein. We don't realize that. But apart of water, the biggest constituent of our body is protein. So protein is a structural element for our skin. So Greek yogurt has a lot of that amazing protein content. It also has minerals, it has vitamins, it has lactose, it has a lot of, nutritional ingredients. So it is really a fantastic skincare ingredient. I cannot think of an ingredient out there that has all of that. And on top of that, you have the live cultures, you have the fermentation products. That, what do? They actually really boost the flora of our skin. So they help keep our skin healthy. That combination of active ingredients is unique. You don't get it from many other ingredient out there. So to have that in a beauty formula delivers all those benefits. Amazing hydration, amazing nourishment, soothing and really keeping the skin healthy. Nowadays, we know we have a different name for that. We know there is a microbiome of the skin. We know that is, the technology that keeps our skin healthy. And yogurt, everything it does, ties to that technology. So it helps keep our skin healthy, keep our skin balanced. When we have redness, irritation, sensitivity, all of that, yogurt helps balance all of that. So it is a phenomenal ingredient for our skin.
Man, I'm already sold. I need to get some of these products. Just try them out.
Honestly, there are products out there that you will not believe the benefits, like our Hydra Bio Mask. If you're going into winter and your skin feels dehydrated and dry and sensitive and itchy and all of that, that mask will totally change your skin. If you're in the summer and you're getting, you know, sensitivity from the sun, the yogurt collagen, every day, the foaming cleanser, that product is phenomenal. And imagine how important it is for the skin when you do something like that every day, when, you know, you are helping with sensitivity, you are helping with redness, with all of that every day. That is super important for our skin.
There's a stereotype of the average American worker whose life goes something like this. Go to work, come home, consume some kind of entertainment, go to sleep, lather, rinse, repeat. If you're listening to this ad, then I know that that life does not resonate with you. For the truly disruptive business leader, work doesn't stay at the office, and unwinding doesn't mean watching TV at night every single night. This is why we've created Mission Daily, a podcast that discusses the trends, habits, and ideas that thoughtful business people are contemplating every day. From quirky business opportunities to interesting investment ideas to the latest research in health and exercise and alternative medicine and maybe even plant medicine. Who knows where we're going to go, but Mission Daily covers it all. We're releasing new episodes every weekday. So join me, Stephanie Postles, and my co-host Albert Chow as we discuss the subjects, thoughts, and trends that business leaders think about but don't talk about publicly, that is. Break the status quo. Tune into Mission Daily wherever you listen to your podcasts. See you there. What about, I was reading a little bit about the Santorini grape. Do you use that in your products?
Santorini grape is another ingredient that I am in love with.
Okay. After I was reading about it, I'm like, I need to go into all of these plants that are on Greece and be able to like dive into them more. But yeah, go ahead on why this grape is amazing.
Santorini grape, yeah. Well, Santorini grape is an ingredient that I discovered through, you know, the years of working, you know, with the farmers in Greece, and we have our own plant hunters. So we're always out there, you know, discovering ingredients because, like I said, there are thousands, there are close to 10,000 different ingredients. Nobody knows all of them. So you need to be out there and study them. So Santorini, we all know, I mean, you all know it's that blue and white iconic, extremely breathtaking, beautiful landscape. But for ingredients that survive on that island, life is so, so difficult. Because if you land in Santorini, if you find yourself there, you will understand. You're sitting on a very high altitude because it's a volcanic island. So you're sitting on the rock, and then you have this very steep way down from the rock to the sea. So you're sitting on, you know, what is a rock that was cut from the volcanic explosion. And if you look at it from a distance, you look at it from a boat, you will see a huge rock, and the houses, the white houses, look like snow on the rock. They look so little on the magnitude of the rock. So you understand, you know, you're exposed to extreme heat, to extreme sunshine, to extreme dryness, to extreme winds, because you're up there. So the conditions on the island are very difficult for ingredients to survive. That means that the ingredients that survive there, they do fortify themselves, they're very powerful, and the specific variety of grape from the island of Santorini, it's a white grape called Assyrtiko. This is the longest living variety in Europe. This is the only one that survived the disease of phylloxera in the beginning of the 19th century. This is so fortified that it grows completely on its own without any human intervention. So we don't, of course, we don't put any fertilizers there. This is organic. This grows naturally, not more than organic. It grows completely naturally. We don't feed them and we don't water those grapes because every night when the temperature cools down, the mist from the Aegean Sea, it travels up from the sea level to the rock and it waters the plant. Wow. And that mist is loaded with minerals and loaded with antioxidants from the sea. In the same way, the plant, they draw all the nutrients from the soil, and the soil is the volcanic soil, which means it's extremely rich in minerals and metallic elements. So we don't water it, we don't feed it, because the best ingredients out there come from the volcanic soil and the Aegean mist. Mm. So that grape is the most resilient grape on earth. Mm. It is the most fortified grape on earth. It is an ancient variety, and there are, you know, plants that have lived, you know, there for hundreds of years, and they still produce grapes, so they still are productive. So that ingredient, when I came to know about it, I said, there is no way we will not use it. But then you go to the second part, which is sustainability. How can you use it in a sustainable way? So what we did is work with the farmers in Santorini, and we actually take the byproduct of the wining process. Through the wining process, you know, they use the juice of the grape, but then part of when they press the grapes, some juice that remains with the skin of the grape, they are left out. They are the byproducts. They are normally, you know, wasted. But those are the most potent ingredients in the grape, because we know from our mothers, we all know you have to eat the fruit with the skin. Yeah. The skin contains, you know, the most actives. So the skin with part of the juice, that's what we take, and it goes to our facility in Greece, and we extract this, and we take our potent, you know, Santorini grape extract, and this is what we use in the formulas.
So cool.
And the leftovers of our extraction process, we send them back to Santorini, because we don't use any chemicals. It's only natural extraction, so there is no chemical intervention. So we send them back to the farmers to be used as, you know, a fertilizer, a natural fertilizer for next year's harvest.
Wow.
So that is a beautiful full circle. We get to get the most potent part of that plant, and we actually can give back what is left to make sure it goes to the land. It goes back to the land, because that's another way for the grapes to grow. So it is an amazing process. It is no waste, full green, you know, clean, no chemicals, you know, involved, and we get that very potent ingredient. And the products are fortified with a grape that is very highly antioxidant, very rich in polyphenols, very rich in tannins, which are those, you know, ingredients from the grape that are responsible for, you know, the acidity of the grape and the wine. So they are really, you know, amazing for the skin, and very rich in minerals from the Aegean mist and the soil. So that is a magical ingredient.
Beautiful. Yeah. Yeah. I'm glad I had you go down that rabbit hole, because, and I'm also thinking, I wonder how that wine has to be good for you. I've never had.
It is amazing. It is amazing.
I'm like, it has to be healthy if you hear about that.
Honestly, when you taste the wine, you will immediately go back to what I described to you. You will really feel the dryness, you will of the place. You will really feel the tannins. You will really feel the metallic elements, the minerals. You can taste them. It's a phenomenal wine, and you can taste all of that, you know, and it's really amazing.
Wow, that is so cool. Okay, so you hear all these things. I'm like, we need all of this here. Everyone needs to know about this. I mean, what does your process look like? You know, you have these amazing products. How did you gain awareness, or how are you gaining awareness now to tell more people about it? Like, how are you selling it? What does it look like behind the scenes?
Yeah. What does it look like? You're so right. You know, when you have so many stories to tell, for many brands out there, you know, there is just, you almost need to invent your storytelling. Here with us, I can speak to you for hours, because we have been in the business for 25 years, and we have done everything in a vertically integrated way. So all our, you know, innovation and product development process, from the collaboration with the farmers, from extracting those ingredients, from in-house formulation with our amazing R&D team, production in-house, you know, the design that we do, the sustainable packaging design, and even our recycle lab, which is the last part of the process. So all of that process happens in-house. So we have phenomenal stories to tell. Each and every product follows that journey. For each product, I can tell you the name of the farmer that cultivates the ingredient for us, where the ingredient grows, why this place is so unique, how does the ingredient grows there, how we harvest it, how we extract it, everything. You can know everything. So the bet for us is that storytelling. So in my mind, the vision for our brand is really and honestly not exactly to tell you those stories, because I don't want to sit here and tell stories to people that are, you know, across wherever from me. I want to bring them in. So the big bet for us is through our digital environment, through the experiences that we will be able to share those experiences with our consumers, to be able to bring them in. And this is all that we care about at the moment. Build our digital experience, build our loyalty program. We call it My Circle, so that people can really have access to those experiences. I want people, you know, when they, you know, engage with a brand, at some point I want to be able to really live stream the harvest from the island of Santorini and show them how we do it, or live stream the olive harvest from the island of Crete, or really show them what's happening in our lab, how we formulate the product, or show them the recycling process in the recycle lab. How do you go from your favorite Greek yogurt from a cleanser tube? How do you go from that to a beautiful, art object that is produced in the lab, and then you can take it as a little gift to remember you can recycle every day. So that is what we're here to do. And that was what we need to do even better. It's not very easy because our model has a lot of stories. So
where to start?
We need to find ways to bring consumers in to engage with that. Because if you do that, honestly, I think this is a love brand. And as consumers, I feel everybody wants to participate in recycling, in doing good things for the planet, in, using good ingredients for them and for their families. But sometimes you don't know how. So as brands, we need to give access, we need to give platforms to consumers to really do what they like to do, what they love.
Yeah. I mean, have you seen, because to me, it's like the perfect time right now. I mean, more than ever, people are looking for clean ingredients and are starting to question what is in the products that they're using every day, including makeup, lotions, all of that. When it comes to like this new circular economy concept and people wanting to make sure that, you know, they're not just throwing things away, it's not ending up in landfills, like, is it sustainable? Like, now seems to be the time. Have you seen an increase in interest around your products, especially from the US? Because it feels like Greece has already been there. They're like, yeah, duh, of course we use natural products. And, you know, here's why they're so good for your skin. But have you seen interest from the US?
Yes. Honestly, I think you're right. The time, and I have to say, it's a bit bittersweet. But even after the pandemic, people became more conscious. We all became more conscious that, okay, we need to be healthy. We need to protect our planet. We need to do good things because, you know, we need to live in a healthy environment. All of that became a more conscious process in our mind. And I think I see that everywhere in the globe now, that people are more conscious. And like you said, the big difference for me is they used to care about the ingredients. I think it's at least 10 years now that people want clean ingredients. But now they also care more about the process. How do you produce this? How do you harvest? What do you give back? That full circular economy has become more part of our consciousness. This is where I see people, you know, even more and more interested. And I think that's amazing. And that's not a trend. That is here to stay. What we have to do as brands is really make it simple for consumers. Really make it simple because you don't know how to engage with all those things. We have to give access. We have to explain. We have to make it simple. We have to help them, you know, engage if they want to engage with recycling, with, you know, organic farming and organic harvesting and really, you know, protecting those local ingredients or, you know, using clean ingredients and giving back to the land, all of those things.
Yeah. I mean, there's such a good time. I'm just so excited. I'm like, it's such an exciting time right now that I thought I saw somewhere that you were in Sephora or were you in talks with them?
Yes, we are in Sephora.
So then you're here.
Now we are in, yes,
you're
exactly.
Expanding.
We're
here. Everywhere. Okay. You're like underplaying this a bit. Okay.
No, listen, we are in Sephora. We are in Ulta. And those partnerships are amazing because you get exposure to so many consumers. And that is phenomenal. I think we have to complement that, you know, and digital is very important because if you are in one shelf in Sephora or in Ulta, you cannot say all those things. There is no way you can say all those things. But it's amazing because people get to know you, get to see the brand. But when they go on your Instagram, on your website, I think it's there where you have to engage with them in a much, you know, deeper way, in a more educational way, more fun way, more simple way, you know, and tell all those stories.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I agree to your point earlier where it seems like it's kind of like the brand's responsibility now to inform, I mean, especially like the consumers here, because what I see is now a distrust of the agencies who are telling us what's healthy or what's not. I mean, I see it all over social media now, kind of like, here's all the ingredients that are banned in Europe, and here's the three that are banned here in the US. And so
That is actually true.
I see this distrust happening, and I'm like, well, it seems like the brands are the ones who are able to now show, okay, well, here's actually, you know, the truth. And even though these aren't banned, they're banned everywhere else. So maybe we should get outside of our bubble and see the bigger picture, you know?
You know, to that point, there are some fun, it's not fun, it's just interesting. Like sometimes people tell us, you need to write on your packaging, not tested on animals. But do you know that in Europe, animal testing has been banned for years? And because it is banned by law, I am not allowed to say on my packaging, not tested on animals, because I am advertising something which is a legal requirement.
Yeah.
So that is not fair advertising. So in Europe, I'm not allowed to do that.
Yeah.
But in Europe, you are not testing on animals. We would be in prison right now. So we are not testing on animals for decades now. So it is true that the European law system around beauty products is strict and has a lot of ingredients, has a lot of, you know, responsibility in our laws, has a lot of that. And us being a global brand, we have to abide to the European legal system. Of course, we are a European brand, but to the US, to China, to everywhere, we have to abide to all those systems. So sometimes global brands have that additional, I think, comfort level for the consumer, that you are abiding to all those legal systems. You have to do more than a brand that grows only locally in one country. And that for me is important, because you have to grow the knowledge, you have to grow, you know, you have to do all of that. And this is, I think, why in the US you have so many different websites or organizations that are coming out with a different voice, because there is not so much of an official, you know, voice out there.
Or the one that there is, people don't really trust
exactly
that stamp of approval anymore as much as they used to, maybe back in, like, I don't know, the 80s maybe.
And I think that's why it's important to be able to be factual and simple when you talk to consumers. You don't want to talk, okay, we are a green brand. Just tell what you're doing. Tell what you're doing. That's important, because people then can decide if they like it or not, or if they want to go a different road, or give them the opportunity to participate in something like recycling. How can I send my empties back and participate in something and then really get something back in return that shows my products were recycled, really?
Mm-hmm. I love that. What are ways, like maybe new ways that you're engaging with your consumers to do that, to involve them in the brand messaging or participate in, you know, the recycling process? Like, what are some stories of that?
Well, we have a huge recycling lab. We have a huge recycling facility, actually, in Greece. And we recycle tons of plastic. And we recycle different formats and different types of materials. Because I don't have that here, because I don't have a production facility here, I have to find a way to really, you know, help people participate in the recycling that's happening there. In Greece, we recycle all over the country. We have recycle bins everywhere, in the pharmacies, in hotels. We have, like, people can really find that everywhere and be part of that product. I cannot do it here, but I can show people how it is done. And at some point later on, we might be able to do collaborations here and recycle here on our own. But it's important for people to see how it's done and really that it can be done.
Yeah, I love that. So over the next year or so, what are you most excited on? What are you working on that you're just really passionate or excited about?
What we're more excited about? I'm really excited about, like I said, bringing to life more digital events through our own digital platform and making sure, you know, I can have access to people and give access to people to all of that. It's going to be, I hate to say it, but I think next year is going to be a very promotional driven year, because the economy is what it is and it's going to be challenging. And I see it happening in the market, like Amazon. We had 2 Prime Days for the first time in history, and you see a lot of promotion happening out there. So you have to navigate into a year that it's going to be very promotional. And I think the winning bet in this environment is to make sure people engage with your brand on top of engaging with a simple promo. And I want to make sure, what I'm excited about is to make everything ownable and iconic and make everything a real story for the consumer. For example, now in October, we had an activation in our digital on Chorus.com where we had a fantastic BOGO event only for olive products, because the October is the month of the olive harvest. And it has been the month of the olive harvest in Greece for 5,000 years. If you can believe it or not, since 3000 before Christ, since the Minoan era, the Greek people on the island of Crete have been cultivating and harvesting olives and producing olive oil. The best olive oil in the world comes from the island of Crete, from those specific valleys. So I want to make sure I tell that story. I want to make sure I explain to people why you have the best olive oils there. How do we keep those olive trees small so that they are best nourished by the sun? The slow harvesting process, the cold processing process, all of that to be able to show to people through our emails, through our, you know, our Instagram, through everything. So you can have a promotion, but you can have also content that allows people to be part of something. I think this is what I'm most excited about. I want to make sure that every moment that is happening the next year has real content behind it. I want to take people to Santorini. I want to take them to those very high mountains of Pindus in Greece to show them the black pine and the white pine that are phenomenal ingredients, phenomenal survivors. So I want to create content behind everything that is real and help people really engage in things they have not seen before.
Man, that's like such good advice, thinking about like you don't just do promotions just to do them, which is kind of what the world feels like today. Everything's discounted, but I love the idea of how do you actually make that an event and be like, here's why the olives are discounted, not just because we discount them all the time. It's just in October and here's why.
Like, it's only in October, it's only olive, because right now we're harvesting our olive oil and we want you people to, you know, to just be part of that experience.
That's awesome. Okay. So exciting. Well, Lena, thank you very much for coming on the show and sharing everything you did. I'm so excited to watch your expansion and even more excited to try the products. So before we leave, tell me, what should I do? What kind of products should Hillary and myself try out?
Give us the steps. I'll give you my secrets. Honestly, there are products out there that I really feel. And honestly, when you also have Gen Z consumers, young people, I feel brands, we have a responsibility. We have to take them by the hand and teach them how to have a healthy skin, which means beautiful and glowing skin for a lifetime. So my secrets are, number one, Greek yogurt foaming cleanser every day, because this product guarantees healthy skin every day. Our skin is fighting every day. We go out in, you know, the polluted environment. We struggle with the heat. We struggle with air conditioning. Air conditions are a nightmare for our skin. We struggle with stress. We struggle with UV. We struggle with all of that.
We're like the Santorini grape. Like, I am the grape.
Exactly.
And you're going through, you're like, heat.
We are the grape.
I'm the grape.
You're so right. We are the grape. So we need something to balance our skin every day. And that is our Greek yogurt foaming cleanser. To balance, you know, skin sensitivity, to balance skin microbiome, to balance skin pH, to make sure your skin is the healthiest that it can be every single day. And after that, you need a fantastic moisturizer. Spend time to discover the best moisturizer for your skin, because this is really the one item that is so important to hit it right. If you have oily skin, or if you have drier skin, or if you get drier during the day, but still you have an oily T-zone, you need to find your perfect moisturizer. For us, it would be your Santorini grape for oily skin, would be your yogurt for nourishing, would be your black pine if you're looking for anti-aging. So you need to find your perfect moisturizer and stick with that and maybe change it, you know, between summer and winter. Some treatment products are also phenomenal. I am crazy about our Santorini Velvet Skin Drink. This is like drinking water for our skin. It is so essential, with the minerals, with the vitamins, with the antioxidants, with that amazing glow it gives to the skin. You can mix it with every skin routine. And me, but I'm not, you know, I'm of older generation, I cannot live without my black pine serum, because I need that firming, you know, anti-aging benefits every day. For me, it's a product that transforms our skin. So your cleanser needs to make sure your skin is healthy and balanced every day. Your moisturizer needs to fit your skin needs. Spend some time, you know, looking for your perfect moisturizer, and then choose your treatment products. It can be a beautiful oil that you mix with your moisturizer. You mix it with, you know, with your makeup. You mix it with everything. You apply it on its own. You apply it just when you want to have extra glow. That is a good product. And your serum is also very important. It depends on your, you know, age group and where you are. That on skincare. Now, I want to tell everyone that if you guys come to Greece, to your viewers, you will remember my words the minute you land and you go out in the airport, in the, you know, city of Athens, you're not on an island, you're not on a valley, you're not on a mountain, you're just in Athens. You will be overwhelmed by the scents, the smell. Our nature is so alive, our nature smells. Every time I land, I can tell if the wind comes from the north, which means it comes from the mountains, and then I can smell that crispy cleanliness and the mountain flora, or I can tell if the wind is south, because then it comes from the sea, and I can smell the sea flora. You will smell it. It's vibrant. I don't know why, even when I go to California, which is very similar in terms of, you know, I don't smell it that much. I don't know why. It's a very vibrant nature. And then when you visit every place, you know, go on our website, see the ingredients, and it's a phenomenal where they grow, where they live, you know, all those ingredients. Those are phenomenal places. A breathtaking, beautiful country with so many amazing ingredients, so many amazing stories. So yes. I would love for everyone to visit at some point, you know.
Yep. It's already on my list.
If you come, you have to talk to me. I have to take you to our labs. I have to take you to the production facility.
Yes.
You'll see everything. You will love it. It's phenomenal.
Man, okay. Sign us up. Definitely going to follow up with you on that after this. So Lena, if people are now like, I want to get these ingredients, where can they buy them from? Where should our audience and viewers go check you out?
Well, you guys can find us, of course, on chorus.com. You can find us on Ulta.com and a lot of Ulta stores. You can find us on Sephora.com, Amazon, of course. I know everybody loves to shop on Amazon. We're there. We love Amazon, too. And, you know, if you want to connect with me personally, I have my Instagram account is lena.chorus. So you'll find me there. I talk a lot about that. So that's who we are.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Until next time.
Thank you, Stephanie. I really love the conversation. Thank you so much for having me here.
Hey, listeners. Thanks for tuning into this episode. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. If you haven't already, please subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. It helps spread the word, and I would greatly appreciate it. See you next time. Thank you for checking out another epic hour of business insights and inspiration on the Up Next in Commerce podcast. If you like what you've heard and you're interested in partnering with us to bring your brand to a growing audience of e-commerce experts, reach out to me at stephanie@mission.org to get the conversation started.